son-in-law.
Dan Hamm anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal.
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by Chevy Drive Chicago.com. It's the early game tomorrow. Don't miss it. Pre-game will be early. Game goes at noon. I mean, they're going to be done by
11:30 the game starts.
It's 11:30 kickoff?
Yeah.
Okay, so the game's done by 2:30, which means, you know, plan your meal at 3 or later.
It's awesome to have the Bears on Thanksgiving.
And how great is it when,
is causing problems.
You're worried about the family talk that y'all have.
Yeah.
You just keep Hamp and OB and Kaz with Mark Carmen on in the background. And you go, no, I want to catch the post game. It starts because they got it. They got it. Dan Hampton joins us. How's that for a plan?
Well, I like it, except you'll have to tape it. We're just doing pregame tomorrow because of the slate of all the malcontent games later on. It's a big game. You know, 88 hours after the Bears make the statement of the year, maybe the statement of the last 6 years, we've got a tough task in Detroit for Thanksgiving.
So is this more about a lack of time for preparation or a lack of time for recovery, the short window?
I don't think it's going to be a recovery thing, other than the fact that now we find out that there is concerns about Mitchell Trubisky's shoulder, and you know, he's got soreness in it, and the results of, a hit, I think it was late third quarter.
Yeah.
And
fourth quarter.
So if he doesn't go, you know, Chase Daniels will go. But, you know, this is not an offense that has, you know, that's not Patrick Mahomes. It's more of an offensive scheme, and Trubisky facilitates it, you know, better and better on a weekly basis, but it's not going to be, you know, the end of the world if he's not ready to go.
Somebody texted, remember Kyle Orton? No. I totally forgotten about him. So Chase Daniels, if he has to go, I hope he's ready.
No, he will be. And I'll tell you this. I made the statement, you know, after the opener against the Packers where, you know, Trubisky looked lost in the second half. And we just, I mean, since we needed to convert on a third and one on one of two or three occasions, we would have won the game. And you know, I said, hey, you can't make those kind of mistakes. And Chase Daniels would have been, you know, smart and crafty enough not to make those mistakes. But, you know, that was then. This is now. The rest of the team is, you know, and you said, is it about preparation or recovery? I think this team, you know, it's young, and they're filling their oats, and I'm not trying to say we're on a run like we had, you know, back in like '85, but there's a certain point where you just start saying, hey, you know, just relax and let it go. Here we go.
Hey,
and
Ham,
you quit worrying about things.
You know, you of course famously with the '85 Bears were able to line up and get some big midseason victories with a backup quarterback and Steve Fuller. Hey, you saw yesterday Eddie Jackson, some others from the defensive side of the ball, saying that, you know, if Chase Daniel does get the start, that they're ready to go, that they have a lot of confidence in him. As a player who has been in that situation where you've had to go to the backup, are you confident that the backup's going to lead you to victory?
Sure. Sure, and let's make no pretense about it. The offensive scheme has been something that has been very vital in the success of this season, but it's the defense that not only keeps us in games but wins games. Last week, the offense scored one touchdown, and so it's not like, you know, the offense was a house of fire, and we can't live without, you know, all of their contributions. The defense has been the bedrock of the seven wins thus far. And, hey, you know, you can say what you want, but, you know, they collapsed a little bit during the other three games that we lost. But we were in it all the way down to the very end because of the defense. So nobody's panicking. Nobody's worried about it. And you know, and I'll just tell you this. Don't be shocked if Chase Daniels goes out and lights it up, and everybody goes, Mitchell who?
Yeah, quarterback controversy.
We like this young Chase Daniels, because he makes real good decisions, and he throws the ball accurately.
I have some exciting news for you, because I knew you missed him. Mark Carmen's here.
Hampo, what do you...
Well, you know, Carm, I, if I don't get a shot of you every 3 or 4 days, it really starts to wear on me. But, hey, by the way, Steve,
yeah.
Yesterday, the blue Silverado that you and I did the ad for, mm-hmm. with the giveaway, it was given away yesterday out at... Jerry Haggerty's Chevrolet, and it's on Roosevelt out in the west suburbs. Anyway, gave it away to some wonderful people, and I just wanted you to know, if Carm needs me to swing by and pick him up in my Silverado, I will. But man, I got to tell you,
that's a great
that
truck.
Was one beautiful truck we gave away yesterday.
Yeah, it's a great truck, and we mentioned the winner's name the other day. I don't have it in front of me. I got to find the winner's name again. But anyway, yeah, congratulations to her and her family.
I said we wouldn't mention your name, dear, because everybody would show up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a ride, right?
Amp, I just want to know what you need for breakfast tomorrow. I mean, 9 o'clock's a little early on Thanksgiving. I've never seen you that early in the morning. Do I need to, hook up an egg, a bacon, anything like that?
Not a thing. And you know what? Unfortunately, we won't have a chance to have our wonderful food from Bartolini's. But let me just tell you this. OB and I and Kaz, we will be ready to go. And we're stoked. Hey, a lot of folks have given me a little grief saying, you thought Minnesota would win Sunday night, and I said, no, I want the Bears, to prevail, but I got to see it. Well, now we have seen it, and so there's no reason for us not to expect them to get to 8-3.
All right, so before we get to the scores, I always like to bring up kickers to you because it's your favorite part of the game. Do we have a renewed confidence in this kid now that he's practicing at night?
He was our player that brought it last week, right, yeah. Carm? He was perfect after the most miserable day of his career, if not his life. And hey, we're not running a Chuck E. Cheese here where it's let's see if we can hit the hoops here. He's a professional football player. Kicked the ball through the uprights. That's what he did. Hopefully, he'll continue to do that tomorrow.
It's Dan Hampton and a prediction, if you will, Carmen, a final score tomorrow.
I'm gonna go 24-21 Bears.
Justin.
I will say 19-14 Bears.
Super Joe.
24-10 Bears.
Mary Vandeveld.
Oh boy, 17-14 Bears.
I don't think it's close. Bears 28, Lions 7.
Wow. That's a lot of confidence.
That's a great defense. And by the way, three of those four will be defensive touchdowns. But that's fine. We'll take them. Hamp score.
28-10 Bears roll, and Chase Daniels throws two touchdowns, and Jordan Howard has over 100 yards.
Wow. All right. Well, I hope you're right about all that. Hey, buddy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of our wonderful listeners. We'll be on at 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock tomorrow, Carb. Do not oversleep. We'll be waiting for you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, can you imagine you were the one that didn't show up? There's been various times where Hamp and OB have had trouble getting into the building, and they're stars,
Mark.
But if you couldn't get in, if you were late, I think OB, who doesn't run well, would run you down.
I think the most scary moment of my life, Steve, was sometime in August when OB just showed up at the radio station and looked at me stern and said, "Don't we have a show today?" And I thought he was serious, and I thought we might have, and he was just playing,
scared you to death.
It was.